abortion has been very much on the minds of New Zealanders as well this week, but now there's been some heated debates in New South Wales.
So New South Wales are currently trying to introduce a bill that would allow abortions for up to 22 weeks for any reason, and then after 22 weeks, as so long as approved by two health professionals. And this would be a pretty groundbreaking bill. This isn't in any other state or territory in Australia. Most states, abortion is criminalised, and that is, I think, a 119-year-old law. And, New South Wales are currently in talks about trying to get it passed Parliament, but unfortunately last night some amendments were being pushed for this bill that the Australian Medical Association has really rejected. So some of the amendments were that if a woman was seeking an abortion after 22 weeks, it would require the approval of a hospital advisory committee of at least four members. The AMA said that that's super unnecessary. It's also a total waste of medical staff. And they were also just trying to make some amendments that really just made it harder for women. And I think that's these amendments come from this really heated debate that's happening at the moment. There's two sides. Obviously, people that are pro-choice, and then this conservative side is the Australian government.
Yeah, and I mean, 22 weeks is, I mean, that's even more lenient than what our proposed bill at the moment. Ours is only going up to 20 weeks. What are the sort of positions on both sides at the moment? Has there been a lot of protest?
Yeah, there's been lots of protests. They've been happening throughout the week. If you look, you'll see photos of women and protesting at the front of Parliament House, and also a lot of police presence as well. That always feels unnecessary, I think. In terms of inside Parliament House, there's been a real division and debate about this topic. We did have one person break ranks. So he is the United Church moderator, Reverend Simon Hansard. He actually broke ranks to back the decriminalisation of abortion, which is pretty significant, I think. He said when abortion is practiced illegally, it damages respect for human life.
And what's this this hashtag that's been going around, hashtag arrest us?
Women have sort of come out since this whole debate's been happening in Parliament, and it's responding, they're hashtagging arrest us and sharing these really powerful stories of the times that they've had to have technically illegal abortions. A number of women have been telling their stories. They're really powerful, but they also really just show this kind of the awful side behind the criminalisation of abortions, and how some women are having a really traumatic time whilst having this abortion. And then on top of that is this criminalisation, and they're also, trying to seek them in unsafe ways. And it just really highlights that it is time for change. It was noted that in the 70s in Australia, in New South Wales, that women were doing the same sort of thing, this kind of arrest us hashtag, except, Twitter didn't exist, and they were actually taking out newspaper ads highlighting their stories of having to have illegal abortions. And, it's 50 years on and we still haven't seen any change. So,
moving on, a former public servant is in hot water over some tweets.
Yeah, this story I found very interesting. So this woman, Michaela Banerjee, was a former public servant. I think she worked for immigration, so like customs, and she got in a lot of trouble when she was tweeting some things about the government and about its immigration policies and its treatment of immigration detainees. And she was sacked from her role in 2013. And then she kind of took this case to the High Court. And she was trying to sort of, I don't think she's trying to get her job back, but more trying to make the point that she shouldn't have lost her job over these tweets. It's very interesting. I know that public servants have to be really careful, especially if they're working for customs, about what they tweet and what they say and what they do. Even things like wearing their uniform in public, you won't see any customs officers wearing a uniform in public. So this is very interesting, but the High Court has actually determined, so she's sort of lost this, well, it was like a free speech case, essentially. So she's actually lost this free speech case over the tweets criticising the government. And, yeah, it's pretty intense. She had this sort of, I actually looked at the Twitter page and it's kind of, it doesn't have her name on it, and it's a photo or something else, so it's kind of like a fake, not a fake Twitter, but like it doesn't really allude to actually being her necessarily, but she doesn't hide that it is her. I haven't read any of the tweets, but I just presume that they were critical of the government and the treatment of the immigration. And yeah, really interesting, but the High Court has said, no, sorry, you can't do that.
Yeah, it is. It is quite remarkable that even though she's so, from looking at the Twitter as well, it really doesn't seem like she's particularly drawing attention to who she is, and yet it was found that it was, you know, that she was able to be that the case was able to be thrown out as a result of that.
Yeah, it is interesting, and it's sort of interesting to, I mean, you know, she's a public servant, works for the government, but this is an interesting case in terms of anyone who works for anyone in Australia and what they can say and not say on social media.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much. As always, we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Stuart.
Have a good day. Cheers.